Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Peter Nivio Zarlenga said, "Action conquers fear." English poet William Cowper stated, "Man may dismiss compassion from his heart, but God never will." Our guest today does not only have compassion, but he has put that compassion into action. When you hear him, you'll feel the passion for his cause, and he will share where it comes from. Oh, the blessing to do something significant with your life. And sometimes just hearing someone who's doing that not only inspires us, it motivates us, and it causes us to respond in such a way that we want to feel this yearning in our heart for what is God's purpose for me and how can I fulfill that unique calling that he has for my life. Perhaps that's a question that you're asking, and I believe that our guest today will help you answer that question, fulfill that longing, get you moving in the right direction, stepping in the right path. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, why we exist to lead you to faith in Jesus Christ. It's as simple as that. We believe that whatever you're going through, whatever challenge you might be facing, whatever hard times you've come upon, whether they have been expected or unexpected, the Lord knows all things. And you know what? You are in his heart. He knows you, he loves you, and he wants you to receive his love. He wants you to open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, who loved you, shed his blood on the cross, died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and was raised again on the third day. And the living Christ today, this very moment, wants to enter into your heart and give you a new beginning, a new start. This can be the greatest day of your life. Aged to Perfection is an adult daycare center in Wahiawa, Hawaii. The executive director of Age to Perfection is Harrison Peters. Harrison is an ordained minister with the General Baptist Conference. He's a graduate of Radford High School, proud graduate, and the University of Hawaii, where he received his degree in social work. And he also went on to pursue studies in divinity at International College and Graduate School, where he received his master's degree in sacred theology. He's married to Linda. They're members of Nuuanu Baptist Church, and they have two sons, Daniel and Joseph. Harrison, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me, Danny.
You know, when I hear you speak, when I hear you talk about Age to Perfection, an adult daycare, your care, your passion to care for seniors really, really had a magnetic impact on me. But before we talk about your work and your service, how about some background? I mentioned the schools, but where did you grow up?
Well, I was born in Fukuoka, Japan. So kind of unusual. My father is from Lahaina, Maui, full-blooded Portuguese. So I went into the army and got stationed in Japan and met my mother, who's full-blooded Japanese. And so that's how I got born in Fukuoka, Japan. After the Korean War. Came back here to Hawaii about 3 years old and lived here for a couple of years. Then went, when I was about 7 or 8 years old, I went to Okinawa and lived there for 3 years. Then moved again to Fort Ord, California, Monterey Bay area for another 3 years. Then we moved to Lahaina, Maui, my father's hometown, for about 3 months. And that was when Lahaina was still a sleepy old town, not what it is today. So I got a little flavor of country life. And then we went moved again to El Paso, Texas, for 3 months. And then finally came back to Hawaii and settled in Alimanu area. Went to Radford High School.
Well, you certainly can relate with military life and the traveling that many of our military families experience on a regular basis.
Yes. And at the time when I was younger, I really wasn't too happy about all those moves. But in reflecting back on it, I thank God for the experience of actually living in different places, being around other ethnic groups and other people that gave me a wider base of exposure and appreciation of other people from where they're coming from that I don't think I would have had if I just stayed in Hawaii all my life.
You know, it seems like the collective measure of your past experiences have all kind of coalesced at such a time as right now, where the value of each experience you've been able to tap into those times, and it relates well with your ability to connect with and serve the many families and seniors that you're serving today, and even enlivening you with a larger vision that's also extremely dynamic as we talk about that. Now, going back to your growing up years, who do you say influenced you most and why?
I think in my younger years, that it's probably my teachers were the biggest influence. I remember back to fourth, fifth grade, and teachers that for some reason took a liking to me and tried to encourage me to, and believe it or not, in those days I was kind of shy, but saw something in me to bring out the other side of just being more open and bold strive for excellence, those kind of things. So it was my teachers, I think, that were my biggest influence. And then as I grew and became a Christian, one of my first exposures was with Josh McDowell coming to University of Hawaii campus when I just became a Christian and was blown over by his knowledge and the you know, the validity of scripture, the validity of Jesus Christ was, and the things of the Bible of creation and his sorosity.
Take us to, since you mentioned Josh McDowell, take us back to your spiritual journey. How did you become a Christian?
Well, as my father was, as I mentioned, full-blooded Portuguese. He grew up in a Catholic environment. He had been an altar boy himself. So he had the basic knowledge of God and Christianity. And so as we were growing up, we were sent to Catholic schools. We were sent to Mass. And although my father and my mother didn't come regularly, once in a while they would come, but basically they sent us. So I got the basics of who God was and who Christ was and the Bible and the stories of the Bible. And But there, it wasn't real personal to me. It was more informational and more to say I knew something about those things. Mm-hmm. But it didn't apply to me personally. It wasn't until I graduated high school, and I'm, like I mentioned, I graduated from Radford High School. And at that time, Radford was predominantly a Howley school. Lots of Howleys and very few locals. Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of changed a little bit maybe over the years, but that's the way it was in that time. So I was looked on as a local because I came from Alimanu. I didn't come from the one of the bases. Mm-hmm. And so wanting to get involved with the Howleys, I befriended them. And because of my background in different military establishments, I knew how to relate to them. So when I graduated from Radford, it was very interesting that I would say 95% of all my friends disappeared to mainland colleges. They didn't go to UH. They all went to their colleges of where they came from. And so I only knew like one or two people from Radford when I went to UH. And you know, UH was like 22,000. It was huge campus, and et cetera, et cetera. So like I got lost in the mire of kind of felt kind of lonely. Mm-hmm. But then there was this one person from Radford that I knew that just happened to be a Christian. And at first I didn't really want to, because he was a Christian, I kind of shied away from him. But as time went on in my freshman year, I kind of got more desperate. And he was there. And he had time for me and to listen to the things that I was going through and the struggles.
In your desperation as a collegiate,
yeah,
the Lord sent someone to help bring ease,
right,
soothing, comfort, encouragement, hope, support. Well, you know, Harrison, today somebody's feeling a little bit desperate as they're listening to us talk story. And they're wondering, does God care? Does God hear my prayers, even my unspoken prayers? So to speak, sometimes we can't even put certain things into words. And then the Lord, through the radio and through the internet, sends Harrison Peters to come and share a story of some level where they can connect with. And you know, you're here to remind them that God does care.
Yeah.
Just like he sent that other student years ago at the UH campus amidst 22,000 other students to befriend you and to introduce you to the one who has made all the difference in your life from that point. When we come back from our break, we'll talk more with Harrison. You know, he's a humble man. He's been involved with some very extremely significant involvement with people, with organizations. And he's going to share about his passion for seniors. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss hearing him talk about it. If you thought he was, somewhat exciting listening to him, you wait till you start hearing him talk about his passion for senior care. It'll ignite a fire in you, as it has me. Harrison Peters, when we come back from Age to Perfection. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Every parent gets old and they become frail. And when they become frail, they need care. Many families, many children are the ones who take care. They take care of them. They help feed them. They cook. They carry them around when they need to be cared for. But then, you know, over time, you get tired. And you're thinking, man, how long is this going to go on? And then you feel guilty because you're asking that question. Because, of course, mom and dad cared for you all your life. And so you might not even want to say anything about it because it's just this internal turmoil that you're feeling. And in one instance, you just see, you know what? I just need a little break. I need relief. Well, you're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my featured guest today, Harrison Peters. Harrison is the executive director of the organization Age to Perfection. They are specialists in adult daycare, senior care, and he's here to talk about where that all came about, what the need is, where the needs are going in the development of our future society, how pressing those needs are. But practically speaking, how you could get relief. And in such a way that it's not a matter of feeling sad, sorrowful, guilty, regretful, but to energize you. To give you longevity. Oh, man, I bet just by hearing, you might be feeling like, you know, I need to look into that. Well, the organization is called Age to Perfection. Harrison Peters is the executive director. And our program today is made possible through generous corporate partners like Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, and Fran Villarmi Kahawai of Properties International Limited, along with other corporate and church partners that you can find out at thegoodlifehawaii.org. So a big mahalo to them and those of you who stand with us to make this show available to many people. And you know what? We have opportunities to do that with even more people as we move along. So I'll share some things, you know, in the shows to follow, of some exciting things that are happening. But today, Harrison Peters. Harrison, you were talking about you came to Christ. There, just give us a brief snippet of what happened, how you came to Christ, and let's just jump right into senior care.
Well, like I said, I felt lonely. Mm-hmm. and in going to UH huge campus, not many friends there. And I went there kind of cocky, thinking I knew everything. And I went got it accepted into the School of Business in my freshman year, which was unusual. And so I started taking classes there, and it didn't go well. I didn't like the professors. I didn't like the books. I didn't like this or that. And so my vision of what I thought I was going to do with my life didn't quite mesh with the education I was getting, and it just threw me into a turmoil. So having my friend tell me that, well, God has the answers, and to search out God's will for my life, to understand that maybe his wisdom was greater than my wisdom. The things I hadn't heard before, I kind of knew a little bit, but that God personally cared about me, and God personally wanted to reveal himself to me and help me direct my life, was really refreshing and comforting, to the point that I finally accepted Christ.
Mm. And that was the beginning of your walk with the Lord.
Yes.
How long have you been a Christ follower?
Oh, gosh. That's going to be 40 years.
40 years.
Yeah.
That's significant. Extremely significant. You know, there's somebody that walks with the Lord for that long, and then with your family, with Linda and your boys, and they're all grown, and, you know, to see where you are today. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so from back then, college, and then on to seminary, the Lord was preparing you for what you're doing today, ministering to seniors and their families. How did you discover this passion?
It's by accident. I really can't take much credit. I believe God was preparing the way, and you know,
it was a divine accident.
Divine action, yes. It wasn't something that I was looking, I'm going to become a senior, director of an executive senior daycare.
Which, by the way, you know what? That's, I think as you say that, most people will say, well, that's just like me. I mean, a lot of things just happen. It doesn't go as we plan. Go on.
Yes. But as I look back, I see how God was preparing the way.
Okay.
As I was going to seminary, last year or last semester that I was there, there was a posting of a job that nobody else wanted. And it was a job being a companion for an 86-year-old senior.
Hmm.
I thought, well, that sounds not too hard and too easy. And so it was a Christian family. So I went in and they said, we want a seminary. They wanted a seminary student. So I got the job. And it was my first real experience on a day-to-day basis working and being exposed to being around senior male. And it was a little, crotchety, and had his idiosyncrasies. And, but, you know, I said, gosh, but he had such a rich history of life. And I said, you know, he really, giving him back honor and giving him service, because he had served and provided for his family and did so much. And hearing his stories about that, I really didn't get a chance to know my grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
I met him a couple of times, but briefly, and then my one grandfather from Japan, I never met or remember meeting. So I really didn't have that exposure. So that was my and then so that kind of was my first exposure. And then I get to work with his wife, and she was even more demanding and more challenging a person. But again, I saw in her. Of course, God just showed me that there was something, you know, of honor and service to give back to her. And once I had that attitude, she changed and he changed, you know, recognizing that somebody really wanted to help them, really wanted to care for them, really serve their needs, even if they weren't the nicest initially. But I think, you know, sometimes people put up a barrier and because they've been hurt or whatever, and then but once you get beyond that barrier, they were the nicest, wonderfulest people to be around. Anyway, but that, so that was my. And then years later, I was at a church, Kalihi Union Church, which I met you, and predominantly the area of ministry that I was involved in had a significant senior population. And again, it was an exposure of a lot of seniors and learning their history, the richness of their families, their work and service to the, in the military, to this community, and going, wow, they did so much for us to be able to have what we have today. And so I had a burden to have create services and things to help them. And we did that. I didn't was able to do that with the help of a lot of others at Kalihi Church. So that was a real experience that kind of kick-started my exposure and interest in seniors. And then, after leaving Kalihi Church, I didn't have any background, zero background, with seniors per se in adult daycare. But because of my work at Kalihi Church, the board directors at Age to Perfection took me on.
So now we're coming to Age to Perfection.
Yes.
We're going to take a break now. And when we come back, I want you to talk with us about how the connection actually was galvanized. And then from there, what has happened? And let's even go over some statistics that you can very easily spout off, but they're significant. And even the Bible. What does the Bible say about caring for our elders, the seniors? How significant is that? Have we missed something in our thoughts and in our plannings in the body of Christ? Should we be doing more? Are we missing the blessings of the Lord because we're not doing more? You're listening to Harrison Peters. He's the executive director of Aged to Perfection. It's adult daycare. He's a man of vision, a man of passion. We're scratching the surface, really, in a lot of ways. So stay with us. We'll be back with much more. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated, LNS Enterprises Marine Consultants, and Quilopo Painting Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become one, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU. Weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, connecting your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Why am I here? Why do I have to do this right now? Why do I only have one singular option to get involved with something? And if I do it, where will it lead? Well, Harrison Peters had one option. It was to care for an 86-year-old man while he was a seminary student, and he took it on. And he mentioned this thing called accidents. We were now calling it divine accidents. Well, years ago, the Lord was using that to reveal something in his heart about a certain kind of, not just attitude, but a compassion and passion that he had for seniors. And through that experience with this 86-year-old man and his wife and the way that Harrison was able to care for them, and the transformation that he began to see take place in their life was not only fulfilling for him, but it was completely a blessing to them as well. And just the way that he mentions honor and care and nurture, and that was a stepping stone to something even greater when he was at Kalihi Union Church, which now leads us to where we are today. Here's a quick thing, you know. One of my mentors once told me, Danny, grow where you're planted. So often we think about, okay, if only I was in this other place, I would do much better. And we fail to realize that God is wanting to extract certain lessons and build a certain constitution and strength within us right where we are. The lessons are in the present, and God will elevate, he'll cause us to be moved ahead when the time is right at the appropriate. And sometimes it's not always in the most easy ways, and I think as I'm sharing this, you can relate. Well, you might be thinking, okay, I need to hear the rest of the story. I want to get to know Harrison more. What was his background? How did he become a Christian? I'm just tuning in right now. Can I hear it? Absolutely. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. You can hear the show in its entirety. We have free downloads. But more than that, send a link to a friend. As you're listening, you might be thinking, I know a cousin, friend, family member of mine who would be blessed by hearing this story of Harrison Peter, and they need help. Maybe the help of age to perfection. Well, send them the link. You'll find it at thegoodlifehawaii.org. So you're meeting the board. You've got this experience. You know, the Lord talks about being faithful in the little things, and you've been faithful up to that point. And you're discovering your own unique niche in ministry. Your calling. What happened?
Well, I had been looking at a lot of different possibilities, and like I said, I didn't really know anything about adult daycare. I'd never been in an adult daycare. It was pretty kind of almost embarrassing for me to even contemplate applying for the executive director of an organization that I had no
idea. Kind of a long shot. No?
Yeah, a long shot to be. But what I did share with my calling card, I believed, was that I had a passion for excellence. I had done some excellent things at Kalihi Union with the seniors. Another job before that, I had been involved with a residential substance abuse program and brought that from the bottom of the barrel to number one in the country in the services that it was providing. And I felt that I could bring fresh eyes and fresh passion into this senior daycare and make changes and make it improve to a program of excellence because of my passion. Mm-hmm. And so even though I didn't have the specific expertise in that area of adult daycare, they heard that and said, we'll take a chance. Mm-hmm. They are all the board members are Christians. So I think that also had an influence on them, too, is that, mm-hmm. that they saw that they wanted someone that would be able to bring in that Christian influence and strong Christian influence into the program. So that was, I think, another motivating factor for them.
Harrison Peters is talking about Age to Perfection. It's an adult day service organization located at 1445 California Avenue.
Yes.
In Wahiawa. The phone number is 622-4717, 808-622-4717, 4717. Harrison, so you were given an opportunity.
Yes.
A long shot, and yet the Lord opened the door for you.
It was a miracle, and I saw it as a miracle that they would have faith, really, in taking a leap of faith to put me in that position.
They give you a position of authority and influence.
Yes, and I took it very seriously. I wasn't just going to sit back and kick back and all right, now I'm executive director.
Yeah.
I took it very seriously, and the program had been around since 1980, one of the oldest senior daycares on Oahu, had a long history of service, but it was kind of in a holding pattern. It kind of just was doing the same old things. And I came in there and I went, this needs a lot of room for improvement in a multi area. So in the 7 years or so that I've been there now, some significant changes have occurred.
Like what? Like what are some things that you've implemented? And the reason I ask that is because it seems to me like when a person enters into their passion, it's like some things begin to accelerate. Ideas come. There's a level of innovation, creativity. They operate out of more than just the normal humdrum workaday world. They're energized with this divine passion that kind of catapults them into new ideas, new implementations. What have you done?
Well, I just first want to be in tune with God. And I think God has wants us to be people of excellence, wants us to have a vision of excellence and doing things well and not just mediocrely. And I see a lot of that, unfortunately, in churches and unfortunately in a lot of Christian organizations. So that's one of my passions, is to bring back that vision of how great and big God is and how He wants to, you see this world around us, it's so wonderful and so perfect. And anyway, so the first thing I did was kind of first listen, talk to people, the staff, the participants, the seniors in the program, their families. I visited practically every adult daycare on Oahu and then several on the outer islands just to get a feel of what the industry and what was going on. And so I just was kind of like a sponge. But then I realized adult daycare in Hawaii is pretty, mediocre in its expectations. The license that we have has very low expectations of the program called adult daycare. The industry as a whole has gravitated to the lowest common denominator of doing just what's barely expected and maybe a little bit more. But I was shocked at the low level of services that I saw in our program and others like ours called adult daycare. So some of the things that we started doing was because we're out in Wahiawa, I listened to my families. And at the time I started, our program was open from like 7 to 5. We're now open our official hours, 6:30 to 5:30. And we have extended hours to 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., which makes us the longest hours of any senior daycare in the state of Hawaii. When I also listened, and we were open on Saturdays. Now we're open on Saturdays, 8 to 4. And we have a significant number of people coming on Saturdays because a lot of families got to do things on the weekends, and it's kind of cumbersome to have their senior family member there. The other things that we did is improve my staff. To have a medical doctor on our board of directors, and he graciously comes in periodically and looks at files for us and stuff, gives us explains to us medications and things like that. We have a volunteer RN that comes in just about every week. I have on staff an LPN nurse full-time. 95% of my frontline staff are certified nurses' aides. When I first came into my organization, there was one certified CNA. We had no LPN nurse. We had no RN. We had no doctor. And none of those things are required by my license. So I'm kind of crazy to have that level of expertise on my but my passion was to provide the best service that we could. And because I noticed that, you know, a lot of our seniors, even in the 6 or 7 years that I've been there, the level of needs physically, mentally have kind of exponentially been going up. It felt that it necessitated that we had the expertise to know how to handle those things, even though it wasn't required by my license. So I'm proud to say that we're have the best of any adult daycare as far as staffing is concerned. The other thing that we kind of did was do more. In the industry and across our state, our country, the economy hasn't been good. People have been cutting back. People have reduced services across the board because of our economy. I'm on the other side of the spectrum where every year, every couple of months, I'm increasing the kinds of services that we're doing. So some things that we did was, as far as I know, we're the only adult daycare in the state of Hawaii to offer two things going on at any time. Everywhere else, there's only one thing going on at any one time. So we're doubled the amount of activities that we have, and that's pretty challenging to do, but we've done that. We're gearing up towards offering tours to not just one or two, but three or four different things going on at the same time by the end of this year. So I'm trying to double what we're already doing, and that's so I'm kind of my own worst enemy. I'm always criticizing myself and trying to improve ourselves. So we're doing that. One of my areas is exercise. We are doing 1 hour of exercise a day in our program. Imagine that for seniors. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Half an hour.
So it's hard for younger people to do.
Yeah, hour. I mean, I
know that I use younger. It's just generic. You know? Everybody's young in some way, right?
Yes. But when you're average age in our program is 80. Yeah. So everybody's younger than that. But we have average age of 80, but they're doing 1 hour of exercise.
Wow.
Half an hour in the morning, half an hour in the afternoon of exercise. Yeah. And we're doing the other thing that we're doing, and nobody else is doing. We're doing it at three levels. Imagine that. We have those that are in wheelchairs. We have an exercise program for them. Those that have walkers and canes, we have an exercise program for them. And then those that are ambulatory and able to walk around, We have an exercise program for them, so we have 3 levels of exercise. Nobody does that. I got our entire staff trained by a certified exercise instructor. Nobody has done that. You know, everybody else picks up a video or someplace from Kmart or something. Mm. I haven't done that.
Well, you know, Harrison, you delve deep. You're looking and exploring ways to improve, ways to be more effective, ways to be more relevant. And by doing that, of course, you know, with the way that other larger organizations are coming to you, schools are coming to you to observe, to be involved with, to access some of your resources, to partner in some various forms and ways, it's a sign of recognition of how God is using you to use the platform that you have in the position that you have to implement positive change and strategic change in the lives of our seniors. When we come back from our break, I'd like for you to talk with us. I want to throw out this question. What does the Bible say about caring for seniors? Have we missed something through the years? Is there more that, or could that be a means? Gosh, let me say it this way. Is this a means that even more people can be reached with the love of Jesus Christ? Their families can? If local churches were to pick up on some opportunities to do some of these very things that you're doing, or maybe even partner in some way. So when we come back from our break, we'll hear more from Harrison Peters. He's the executive director of Age to Perfection, 1445 California Avenue in Wahiawa, 808-622-4717. Exercise and stretching. They've got that on 3 levels. Activities, music therapy, meals, an intergenerational program, entertainment, spiritual programs, outings. It's a specific mission with many aspects of practical application that are benefit you, your family, and the seniors they care for. Harrison Peters will be with us when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org.
You're listening
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Opportunities certainly abound, but do we take those opportunities to bless others, to better the lives of others? You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my featured guest today, Harrison Peters, the Executive Director of Aged to Perfection. To hear the rest of the show, if you're tuning in just now, you can get the whole thing at thegoodlifehawaii.org. It's a free download, and I encourage you to take it, listen to it, but pass it on to someone else. Harrison, what does the Bible say about caring for seniors?
That was an eye-opening experience that I personally didn't realize until I got really involved with senior issues. But, you know, when we look back at the Old Testament, for instance, and we hear the verses that talk about honor your father and mother, we often think of that for children. But that was said by Moses to adults. So adults were supposed to honor their fathers and mothers. And we don't hear that very much. But in the Jewish culture, seniors were very highly revered because of that. And lots of effort went into taking care of, respecting elders that we even in the Christian community have kind of not done very well. Interesting also, the tithe. Most people, we hear about the tithe, but we don't realize that the tithe, a portion of the tithe was specifically directed by God to be given and used to take care of the widows in the land. That's interesting. We don't hear that a lot, that the tithe was supposed to be specifically done, utilized for that. So God had a heart and passion and wanted to make sure that widows got taken care of by his people. Mm-hmm. And somehow that has kind of gotten put to the side, and we only use the tithes for other reasons, but nothing really is focused on making sure that the widows in the land are taken care of from the tithe. So I went, that's very interesting. And then you look at the New Testament, and what is the first ministry that the church gets involved in? And interesting, before they even send out missionaries, that was shocking if you think about it. The first thing that the church gets involved in is taking care of the widows in the land. That's interesting. So they got back to the original heart of God, I think, of what God wanted to have them do, and probably was what was not being done very well in Jesus' time, and decided to take that on as the very first thing that they did. And I think maybe it's time that the churches got back to that today, because today seniors is becoming the number one age group in this country and in this state. And so it's a huge tsunami wave of need that's coming into our churches, I think. And you look around at churches, most churches have a predominantly senior population in their churches already today. So it's not something that's not already, you look around, it's happening today. We just haven't really recognized it for what it is, and it's only going to get bigger and bigger for the future. So I believe God has put me in this place, maybe with my Portuguese mouth, to be a spokesperson for them to say, this is here, this is coming, and our churches need to step up to the plate and do more in the area of
services. What can churches do?
Well, first of all, I think pray and recognize that this is part of God's plan in the Bible for them to be a part of, and ask God for ways that they can be involved. It's interesting to me that other adult daycares in Hawaii, maybe half a dozen of the 30-something of them are in churches. Why is that? And yet any church that has any size has a preschool. I asked, how come we haven't focused any of our resources, any of our attention on seniors? And there's other ways of you know, taking servicing the seniors of our community, but just looking at what are the needs of your seniors and how could you, and maybe if you need expertise, call somebody like myself who has some expertise in doing seniors.
So would you be open if somebody from a church, somebody listening right now goes, you know, we should do something. I've been thinking about it. I've been praying, but the Lord's been laying it on my heart. I just don't know what to do, where to get started. Would you be willing to talk and
maybe
answer some questions?
Yes.
And again, that would be 622-4717, right?
That's right.
And they can actually talk with you, get some input from you.
Yes.
By 2030, what's going to happen in relation to seniors in Hawaii?
Well, right now, today, seniors is the fastest growing population in this state and in our country. Hawaii has the fastest growing senior population in the country.
In the country?
In the country, yes. We are number one. And by 2030, it is said that 1 out of 4 people in Hawaii will be over 65. Now, you think about that. That's phenomenal that we're going to have that many seniors, and that's going to affect everything in every segment of our population, of our society, of our economy, of our families are going to be affected by that. But it's already happening, I'm saying. You just look at our churches, you look around in our families, people are already experiencing seniors, and I'm one of those. You know, I have a senior mom, and I have children that are in their 20s and 30s. So I'm already experiencing what they're calling now the sandwich generation, where you have both. Oh.
So, you know, in this sandwich generation where you have both, you are actually strategically placed because you are creating programs by which churches can access and maybe possibly partner with you. And really, the bottom line is what I'm getting is to really care for more and more and do what the scriptures have taught us to do and begin to implement the things that the scriptures has given us a mandate to do.
Yes. It's God's heart from the Old Testament to take care of honoring our parents, which are supposed to be our senior parents, we don't realize, to take care of the widows in the land and widows in the land, I think, is also an application.
Well, Harrison, I appreciate your willingness to come and to share and then to make yourself available to talk to someone, some ones who want to find out more because they don't want to sit on their hands either. They want to do something. And because of the excellence that you exude, they can learn from you. And we can reach out to more seniors and their families in the days to come. This is a great word of hope, and it's been a blessing to have you with us. Thank you, Harrison. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Danny.
In the next few days, you're going to be hearing other stories that are practical, relevant, and inspiring. There's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus Christ with someone near you. Invite someone to listen each day at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Our stories are, of course, now downloadable at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Share them with a friend. Leviticus 19:32 says, "Stand up in the presence of the aged, show respect for the elderly, and revere your God." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Harrison Peters. Until next time, along with our technical producer, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'm